This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. Hey, this show is brought to you by our awesome sponsors, Drury Brothers Roofing and American Liberty Mortgage. I hope your day is going great. Hey, you know, a couple weeks ago, I talked about self-care. Do you all remember that? Self-care. Taking care of yourself because you probably take care of everybody else. I know I've been through that. I'm still going through it. You know, I think that's the life, especially when you become a mother. I think it's disinstinctive that we just need to take care of everybody else. A mother hen. That's what reminds me of, a mother hen. But, you know, there's times when we have to take care of ourselves because if we don't, everything else doesn't fall in line. Not that we make ourselves martyrs, by no stretch of the imagination, but a lot of people depend on us as being mothers, being grandmothers, being business owners. Whatever your role is in life, I'm sure there's somebody in your life that depends on you. Have you heard in the news, I think, not just lately, but it seems like it's an ongoing thing about the suicide rate here in Colorado? It's not something that people want to talk about, but I think it's something that we need to address. You know, some blame it on peer pressure and maybe PTSD with our veterans. Sure, there's many reasons, but I think what interests me the most is that there is help available, that this doesn't have to be, you know, especially if you see the signs in one of your loved ones, or maybe you yourself, maybe you're depressed, maybe you need help, and maybe you've been through counselors, medication, that sort of thing, and nothing has seemed to help. There is an alternative. And I did address this maybe a month or two ago, probably 2 months ago, something like that, that the alternative is hypnotherapy. And I had Barbara Stafford. She's the owner of Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy. And she was on my show. And I had, you know, several people call me and ask about her. So I decided to have her in the studio with me again. Hi, Barb.
Hi there, Deborah. Thank you for inviting me back.
Oh, really? My pleasure. You know, like I said last time, I had several people call me and ask about you. And I'm sure with what you do, and we're going to get into deep to what you do, because I know a lot of people think, oh, hypnotherapy, the Hollywood sort of thing, which it is not.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It's not that. It's not that at all. People are looking for alternative treatments, so to speak. I'm just going to use that word treatment.
And I think that's a good word for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because maybe they've tried everything else to include medications, counseling, that sort of thing. But I know there comes a time when, if you have a certain ailment you're not getting anywhere, that you try something that's alternative.
Right, and I get that frequently. They tell me, you were my last alternative. I've tried everything else, and I'm going to give you a try.
Right.
So
let's talk about hypnotherapy and what it really actually is, because, again, people think it's this Hollywood thing where, you know, they snap their fingers and you become a dog, you know.
Right, or I can tap on a teacup and you're going to rob a bank or murder somebody.
Right,
and,
right. Yeah, something silly like
nothing
that.
Nothing like that at all. What it is just a form of mental health care that goes into your subconscious mind to make changes on a very subconscious level. When you work normally with a regular licensed counselor, they work with your conscious mind, which may or may not know why you do what you do, but your subconscious mind, being the supercomputer running all of your body, does know in detail why you do everything you do. Could have been something from your childhood. Could have been something that you saw, some trigger, and it came back, and there you are.
All right. That makes sense. So who can do hypnotherapy? Now, I know that you are highly educated in this field.
I am.
Highly certified. Well, let's just go ahead. Your education, your certification.
Sure. I attended the Hypnotherapy Academy of America, which is down in Albuquerque. And a lot of people think, oh, is that just something regional? No, actually, it's the leading school for hypnotherapists in the whole world. And I am also a fellow of the International Board of Hypnotherapy, which means I sat for a board examination. And then I had to hypnotize one of my colleagues in front of the board and then be critiqued and defend why I used this technique as opposed to that technique. So I do my continuing educational hours, and I do have the most hours that you can put in for all of that every year. And even this year, I was the closing presenter at the International Board of Hypnotherapy, and I did a 3-hour presentation. I also do a lot of fertility work as well, so that's one of my specialties. And so I didn't just wake up yesterday and go, hey, I read a book, I did an online course, and here I am. Because there are people in our town, unfortunately, that have either read a book or they've done an online course. I don't know how you learn to hypnotize somebody online, but there you go. Or they've done a 10-hour course on a weekend. I wouldn't want to see any of those people because they don't know what they're doing. And it's very scary.
So do you have to be licensed in the state of Colorado?
In our state, you have to be registered. You have to take the mental health board examination, just like your licensed counselors do, your psychiatrists, psychologists. It's the exact same test. And you have to pass that. And once you pass that and you pay the state their money, then you are a registered psychotherapist in our state.
Wow. So evidently your peers think very highly of you, being that you're a fellow.
Right. That is correct.
That's such an honor.
Thank you.
It's huge.
Thanks.
Right?
A lot of work to it. I've been doing this almost 9 years now, so it's a lot of work.
Right, a lot of studying, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So it's not something you just set up shop.
No, I just didn't hang out a shingle and say, hey, here I am, come on, see me.
Right.
There are some people, and I tell people, check, look at their websites, look at their background, ask questions. If you're not sure, ask them, how much schooling did you do? Look in their office. Do they have diplomas on their office? You know, you've been in my office. You know, I have a diploma wall.
Right.
And I have that so people can see I am trained. I know what I'm doing. I just didn't wake up yesterday and here I am.
Right. Right. You've done what is needed, and probably even more so than
yes,
that.
Yes, I do.
Obviously more than that.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you something. So if a person isn't highly accredited such as you, is there dangers to that?
Well, there can be, because you could have some adverse reaction to something that happened in your childhood. Like I had, there was a gal in town that she's not here in practice anymore. But she said, well, I'm just going to work with smokers and people to lose weight. Well, the very first smoker I helped, that person had been sexually assaulted as a child. And that's why she smoked. And she immediately went into a huge trigger and a panic. And if you're not trained, you don't know how to handle that. And you could cause her life to be even worse than when she came in. So you have to get people through that. About 2/3 of my female clients have been sexually violated. And, you know, they show up there. It's not generally what they're there for. But then all of a sudden they'll be telling me when I'm talking through their intake forms, oh, I need to tell you this. This happened to me. I was raped as a teenager, as a child, in college, whatever. And a lot of them have never told another soul. And I help them get through that trauma so they don't become just survivors. They become thrivers. Because to me, that's important.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're just survivor, you're just a step away from being a victim again.
Right.
Because those predators look for you.
So this is really important that you find somebody that's accredited and takes you down the correct path.
Exactly.
And then you dig deeper.
I do. I do also do neurolinguistics programming, which is kind of an offshoot of hypnosis. And I call it the digging exercises, where we get to the bottom of some things. I have some really great techniques. I have a lot of tools in my toolbox to get to those. We call them, you know, the initial event. And so that way we get to that and we can clear that out in a safe, loving, kind manner. Just like when I work with PTSD soldiers as well. I don't make people repeat their traumas. You know, I don't have I've had many a soldier that's had one of their buddies die in their arms, or they've watched their buddies blown up or whatever. Why would I make you repeat that trauma over and over and over again? You've seen it in your mind 1,000 times. You don't need me to continue that.
That makes sense. And there's a lot of people that suffer from PTSD.
A lot.
And you don't have to be at war to go to war to suffer from PTSD.
No, you can have PTSD just from being in a car accident.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, I've helped many a client with that too, where they were afraid to drive the highway, or I've had some that were afraid to drive the Fillmore interchange over I-25.
Yeah, because that's a mess.
That double diamond. I mean, that scares a lot of people.
Sure does.
And I've helped people through that kind of trauma and get through that so they can drive and live their life. Because to me, that's the important thing. It's not how long are you with me. It's how did you do? Did you now able to live your life? Some therapists have clients with them for years and years and years. And I like to clear people out faster than that. Now, I do have some clients who see me once a month and have for many years because they're like, well, I see my massage therapist and my, you know, my chiropractor and I see, you know, my acupuncturist. Are you, why are you any better than them? And so they see me once a month and they call it their mental health check.
Sure. It's comforting for them.
It is.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a short break and hear from our sponsors. When we come back, Barbara and I, we're going to continue to discuss the benefits of hypnotherapy. If you got any questions, you can give Barbara a call at
719-238-5945.
And if you need to talk to me, 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
While you have so many real estate companies to choose from, why choose City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle? We're the original flat listing fee company in the region, and we offer a 25% rebate to our buyers to use toward closing costs or toward the purchase of a new home. Why do we do this? I think the better question is, why not? At City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, we truly make your real estate experience more affordable. Give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. MLS co-op not included.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I've got Barbara Stafford. She's the owner of Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy. She's in the studio with me today, and we've been talking about the benefits of hypnotherapy. So who's your most common clients, would you say?
Mostly women, and I'd say they're about the ages of about 26 to around 60-ish.
Oh, that's a wide span.
It is a wide span. I mean, two-thirds of my clients are women. Majority of them are a little older, though I do see some in the 26 to 35 range. And then from 35 to about 55 or so are probably the majority of my female clients. And I do see children as well. People are always surprised that I do that. And because generally it's very specialized and I think they deserve care too.
Absolutely.
So, and then about a third of my clients are men. And they come to me for a multitude of different reasons. Sometimes it's just the common stop smoking. And I see them for PTSD would be about the other reason. Or stress management.
How about addictions?
I do see some for some addictions. Now, they do have to be working with either an addiction counselor or they need to be going to AA or NA as well or some similar program. Because I want them to have that as well working with me. So that we have two backgrounds, because I don't want to be taking calls at 2 a.m. that somebody's sitting out in front of a bar if they want to, you know, go in and have a drink.
Right.
That's what their sponsors are for.
Is hypnotherapy always one-on-one, or can you have a couple together at the same time?
I prefer one-on-one. Okay. You can do group sessions, but I think it's better one-on-one because everybody's so individualized as to what they do. And I'll occasionally have a client that there, she's like, well, I would like my husband and I to be hypnotized together to stop smoking. Did you start at the same time in your life?
Ah,
do you smoke for
point.
The same reasons? The answers are no. And so therefore, I tell them
she
they
smokes
have
because
to,
of him and he smokes because of her.
Well, I've heard that one. But, you know, I tell them they have to have separate sessions. And
well,
it's really
sense.
Best because sometimes they'll say something to me because they feel comfortable with me that they may or may not want their spouse to know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Would you say hypnotherapy empowers people?
I do. It is very empowering because I teach you them tools. I love to teach my clients tools. The very first session, I will teach you self-hypnosis so that you are in charge of your life, not your counselor, not somebody else, but you being in charge. I help people who have a lot of panic attacks. I teach them tools so that they're in control of their panic attacks as well, and that they can lessen them to the point where they do go away.
Mm-hmm.
So I love to teach clients tools. I'll teach them tools every session so that they have a bunch of different things to help them work forward in their lives.
That makes sense. Yeah, I used to suffer from panic attacks really bad.
And when people do, it's overpowering.
But I got rid of the reason why I was having the panic attacks. I used to be a professional bowler, for those of you out there that didn't know that.
That's always cool.
And it was very competitive. And, you know, you get down to the 10th frame and you get a strikeout. It can set you. And there's times in a tournament and I just had to take a deep breath because you have to be in sync with everybody. And that was tough.
Right.
And you feel so much pressure. And I think if you've got so much pressure for anything,
yes,
whether it's work-related, home-related, whatever, it can set you into a panic attack because it gets so overwhelming.
Right. And they just freeze. And then people just tell them, well, just breathe.
Just suck it up.
Stop it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's easier said than done.
And then that adds to it.
It does, because then you think people are staring at you.
And
your family is mad at you. And so, of course,
you're faking it.
Yeah. So, of course, all of those things make everything else worse.
It's a horrible feeling. It is just an overwhelming feeling of I can't articulate it, Barbara.
No, I can't. I've seen it in my office I've seen it in children. I've seen it in Army Rangers in my office having huge panic attacks. And I snap them out of it really quickly and move them forward and teach them the tool to be able to move themselves forward.
And you see children with panic attacks.
I do. I see children with panic attacks. I've seen a child as young as 6 where she told me in session that she was planning on killing herself.
And that's very sad.
Oh, my goodness. And her parents had no idea. They had brought her here to me because she was talking about this one little boy at school way too much. And her dad was tired of hearing about this little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, this little boy was bullying her.
There you go.
And he got all the other kids in the whole class to hate her and told her she was ugly. And she was the most beautiful little Hispanic girl. And I asked her, I said, you know, tell me something that you'd want to change about yourself. And she's like, I want to be blonde with blue eyes.
Mm.
And like I said, she was the most beautiful Hispanic little girl I've ever seen.
And that's why, because of the kids were picking on her.
Exactly.
I tell you, it's tough being a kid these days.
It's not easy.
No. You know, people seem to just like brush it off. And I do know that several school districts have gotten stricter about it, but there's still some that are very lackadaisical about it. So these kids, then they can come to you and they can get help.
They can get help as well because I teach them tools. And kids are actually fun to work with because they have such huge imaginations.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And so like I helped a young man just the other day. He's about 8 years old and he was urinating in his bed. And he had suffered all the shame of that and not being able to go to Cub Scouts, not being able to go to sleepovers or anything. And so using his imagination, we developed a sentry to help him, you know, keep his bladder closed at night. And then if he had to go to the bathroom, the sentry's dog would growl at him in his head. And then he would know that that meant he had to get up to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
And he sent me a thank you note the other day that, and the last month, he's only urinated in his bed once.
Good for him.
I know. I'm very proud of him. Yeah. So, yeah, those are the kind of things I work with. I work with a lot of 15-year-old boys, actually. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny. Not too many 15-year-old girls, but guys seem to have a problem around 15 finding themselves and getting themselves moving forward or even getting interested in school. I had one that was getting D's, and now he's attending the School of Mines. And
good for him.
Yeah, I got a scholarship and everything, so I'm really proud of him as well.
You know, I hear a lot of stories about girls being bullied. It just seems like it's just so common anymore for girls to be so mean to other girls, especially in junior high.
Yes, that does seem to be the age where they have that, your clothes aren't prettier than, you know,
right.
mine and
right.
blah, blah, blah. And it's just a sad
and
state of affairs.
The clothes thing, the clothes, you know.
Right.
So I'm sure you get teenage girls in there needing your help.
Right. Or I get those that, you know, their parents have been divorced and they're being pawned back and forth between the parents. So, man, I ask you parents, quit saying nasty things about the other spouse.
That's right.
In front of that child, because that child didn't divorce the other parent. You did.
Amen. Yep. I agree with you, and I hear that a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might got anger in your heart for your spouse, but man, when you do that to your child, you talk bad about their other parent, it makes them question who they are.
Exactly. It certainly does. And then they feel bad if they're, you know, if they love one parent more than the other parent or get along better with one parent than the other parent. And they just, it's traumatizing for them. Then they feel like they're the failure.
Right. You know, I had a friend who, it used to drive me nuts. She had five kids, and every single one of her five kids, she would tell them that they were her favorite.
Ooh.
And I said, why do you do that? She goes, to make them feel special. I said, they don't feel special when you say that. They feel like you're alienating the other siblings and makes them feel bad about themselves.
That's absolutely true.
So, yeah, don't do that either.
No.
You know, we need to have another session about kids.
Exactly. We could.
You know, and I can talk from experience.
Exactly.
I'm a nana now.
Yes, you are. You have very beautiful grandchildren.
Thank you. You know, we all learn from experiences, life experiences, mm-hmm. right? We all do. We all make mistakes.
Yes.
Lord knows, boy, I've made some whoppers. But having the strength to admit it.
Yes.
And take your kid to counseling.
Yes.
Hypnotherapy, getting help, that's a better step, don't you think?
It really is. And that's when I tell people, you know, coming to my office, it's not scary. It doesn't look like your normal doctor's office
not
or anything
all.
That.
Nope.
It looks like, you know, somebody's living room.
Yeah.
I have a very comfortable chair for you to sit in. And we talk and I get to know you and you get to know me too, because I think that's important to get to know the person you are working with. So if you don't have a rapport with your doctor or your mental health professionals or whatever, then you need to pick somebody else, because you should like them and they should
absolutely
like you too.
You have to have that really great relationship. How can people reach out to you?
So they can find me at 719-238-5945. Or they can even send me an email at Barbara@COSpringsHypnotherapy. That's HYPNOTHERAPY.com. Or you can check out my website, which is Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, and take a look and read through.
That's ColoradoSpringsHypnotherapy.com.
That is correct.
Fantastic. Or you can give Barb a phone call at 719-238-5945. Thanks so much for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate it. And I know you've enlightened a lot of people out
Always.
There.
Thank you.
Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors. American Liberty Mortgage and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Well, folks, I better get out there and sell some real estate, right? Hey, you all have a great weekend. Remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.